The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Something I've always envisioned, I've always seen it, you know what I'm saying, in my dreams and everything, and even in my fears, I fear myself getting knocked out, but that fear makes me kind of deadly in here.
Brian T. City Ortega!
Look at the speed of Michelle, this is high level stuff, this is martial arts at its finest.
The Karate Hattie, Michelle Waterson!
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Matt and I today, we had a little scrambling before. We're going to be joined by Michelle Waterson, fighting the co-main event this Saturday. And of course, Brian Ortega fighting Yair Rodriguez in the main event. That's a great fight, Ortega-Rodriguez. And it looks like whoever wins that fight, Yair has already said he's been promised a shot at the title if he wins. And I guess Ortega has fought Volkanovski once, but I would love to see them fight again.
Black Shirt Club!
Yes.
Black Shirt Club, do it!
But the difference is you're making just a choice. I'm hiding my fat tits inside blubber. There's a difference.
Last night, well, yesterday, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Enough of your side lover. There's no
side. Can't help it.
Last night, man, I listen, it's been 2 weeks since my surgery.
Yes.
I had my first day of PT with great Dr. Amato, John Amato there, Beth Page. What a good guy. I like his enthusiasm. Dr. Amato, very enthusiastic. He said he's going to get my heel to my butt and everything else. So I like that. So I did my first day of PT with him. And then at night, dude, I feel like a caged animal. Yeah. I had to go visit my students, even with a crutch. And then I stayed a little bit after because the great Brian Ortega needed a place to get a sweat out. So I stayed for him. I know his manager, Tiki. Tiki used to fight in the UFC. Mm-hmm. So Tiki hit me up. He goes, yo, Brian wants to get some work in. You know, we just got here. How about it? I'm like, that's it, man. That's all you got to say. Fuck. I'm a former cage fighter. I know what it's like.
Now, when you say just got in, do you mean that they were coming from JFK or LaGuardia Airport?
I'm pretty sure they just got into town. Yo, Michelle Waterson's ready to go. And then I'll tell you my stories after that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, fighting Amanda Lemos in the co-main event, UFC Fight Night, Ortega Rodriguez. And that's in Elmont, New York. Okay, oh, that's why he's here, because the fight is in Elmont.
There she is. Oh, Karate Hottie.
Hello.
That's still your nickname, right? I'm not just.
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, listen.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe I shouldn't do the guns. Maybe I got to do like the.
No.
I don't know.
Guns. It's been a while, buddy. How are you?
Oh, you know, just loving life, riding the wave. It definitely has been a while. Over a year. So I'm excited to get back in.
Over a year. I mean, I know. Did you get injured or did your, what happened last time when you had to fight something long ago?
I did. Well, after my last fight, I actually was in the UK for 5 months filming a movie.
Whoa!
Wait.
Stop short for a second. I'm a movie buff. What kind of movie is this?
It's an action flick, Netflix movie starring Tom Hardy with the action director Gareth Evans, who did The Raid. It's going to be a really rocking movie.
Yeah, he's like a jujitsu. He loves jujitsu, right, Hardy?
He's great. I mean, anytime he could get away to roll, he would. He would skip lunch so that we could roll. It was great.
Oh, shit. He does jujitsu, Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he does. He's actually a blue belt and has, you know, huge amounts of respect for anybody that is, you know, true martial artist. And he's a true martial artist himself. So we got along quite well. He's such a lovely guy.
So you had a nice time when you were over there. And now, did you get hurt there or did you get hurt before that? Or when was the time frame of this?
I was fine out there, you know, training and doing all the very cool movie stuff. Coming back, I booked a fight against Amanda Ribas. I don't know how many times we've been booked to fight. And it actually happened at the beginning of that camp. And during that camp, it was one of those things that I kept trying to push through. And it kept getting worse. And it was one of those things like you know you have to get it checked out, but you kind of don't want to because you don't want to hear the bad news.
Right.
So I kept pushing off, and finally it was like, this isn't going to be fair to my opponent if I call it too late. And I went and got it checked, and they told me that I had to get it taken care of.
Well, now, was it what you suspected it was? Or did you have no idea?
I had no idea of what it was, and it made sense once they told me what it was. And I'm like skirting around the issue because everybody's been asking me what was the injury. I'm not telling anybody because I'm still fighting and I don't need my opponent to have any type of upper hand when it comes to that stuff. So, when they told me what it was, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Okay. And let's just say, I guess you're happy and you feel okay now.
Mom. I'm on an interview.
Hey, it's okay. Oh, that's so fun.
This is what happens when you bring the. I'm so excited because I haven't had family out because of COVID for four fights. No crowd for four fights. So I'm like, I got a crowd. I got the family. We're bringing the whole family. But this is what happens when I'm doing interviews.
Oh, of course. Now, Amanda Limos. Now, does it matter now that you're getting back? Was it like, just give me anybody? Or is it like, how did this fight come about with Amanda?
We were hoping that Hibas was going to want to take, hold out a little bit. But she's an active fighter. She likes to fight. And so, you know, I don't blame her on taking another fight. And this is just who the UFC presented. And that was my only choice. So I said, all right, let's go.
Now, obviously, Master Yayai did a pretty good job of predicting certain fights. I want to ask about this this character because it was fun to watch. And you not only picked Pereira, but you picked how he would win.
Right.
Which,
you know, Master Yayai is kind of spot on, but it definitely is a great buffer between myself as the karate hottie and the other fighters, because I make light of it because I know at the end of the day, it does suck to lose. And, you know, I wish the best for all the fighters, but at the end of the day, you want to place your bets. You want to put your opinion out there. And sometimes the other fighters don't like to hear it, but Pereira, he's heavy handed and it's crazy. I'm not sure if he's heavy handed or if he's just super accurate. I'm sure it's a combination of the two.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to lead for a really interesting fight up against Adesanya, especially with their history.
Do you think that, and I was thinking about this a lot, because it's not a kickboxing match. I mean, it still might be a matter of just honor. If people are like, do you think Israel Adesanya will shoot on him because he lost a couple of kickboxing matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be like foul play. I mean, it is a mixed martial arts.
No, it's MMA.
But, I don't know. Wouldn't you, only because, don't you feel like his pride is going to be like, I have to stand up with you? No,
he's a champ. I mean, hopefully he doesn't let his pride get in the way of the fact that he's a smart, strategic fighter, you know, and it is MMA. And that's why I love MMA, because you have options. You know, if we're faring well standing up, you could take it to the ground and vice versa. But I think that the problem isn't that it was kickboxing, but the problem is that this guy is just as lengthy as he is. They both have that similar reach, you know? And so that's where I think the problem lies.
Yes, I think you're right. And I also, if he fought just a kickboxing match just to do it, like, first of all, I think he'd be crazy not to try to take him down if he thinks he can, because that kind of says like, hey, you made a mistake coming over here to leaving kickboxing and coming here. And he would be making the same mistake that he said Sean Strickland made, which is, I think he said Sean fought with his ego and wanted to stand with Pereira instead of maybe incorporating a different strategy. So that would be kind of almost falling prey to the same thing he said Strickland did.
Right. And we all do it. I did it when I fought Carla. You know, I didn't want to give her the satisfaction of wrestling. And I took away 2/3 of my tools, you know, out of ego. So
now, you weren't tempted being on the movie set and living that life to be like, you know what? I have enough cage time in. Why should I get bloodied? Why don't I just do this? Is fun. I'm in a trailer and I don't know. I've never been on a movie set. I don't know. But seriously, do you ever think about like, maybe I'll just take this path, or is there still that fire inside you? There's still that, you have some stuff in the basement. What is it?
There has to be that fire inside of me, because otherwise it's super dangerous when you step inside that octagon. But you know, being away, it really reignited my fire. It made me realize why I love fighting. I love fighting because it is so raw. There is no hiding behind it. Like, I can put makeup on, I can say that I'm ready, blah, 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 blah. But when you step into that octagon and they close the cage behind you, it is literally you and your opponent, and whatever happens, happens. And all your training is on display. You can't hide behind it. You can't cut and redo. It is what it is. And I love that because it like fortifies my character. And it's just something that you can't replicate in anything else.
True. And you said that Carla, now that she's champion, it opens up. Obviously, that was not a particularly exciting fight, and it seems like her and Rose, neither one of them wanted to give an inch. What did you think of that fight and the strategies they both used?
I think that styles make fights, and you know, unfortunately, Carla's style. I mean, it's fortunate for her because she wins. And at the end of the day, if you win, you bring money home for your family and you rack up, you know, that's, and you become the champ. And the way she knows how to win is what she does, is that she's really good at kind of drawing the fight out and then capitalizing on those couple of minutes so that she can take those rounds. And it works perfectly in her favor. And I think, Rose didn't want to give that to her as well. I think Rose, although Rose is an amazing jiu-jitsu practitioner, so I was kind of surprised when she just made a decision that she didn't want to take it to the ground. But I just think stylistically what ended up happening is they both had game plans going into the fight, and neither one of them wanted to budge, adapt and try to figure out what needed to be changed in the fight, in the moment, in order to take that victory home.
And do you think that it's better for you that Carla has won? I mean, you have a split decision loss to her. Do you think that's, it's better for you? Like, if you win this fight, it opens up a little more opportunity for you.
I don't know. You know, it would have been good for me either way, because I fought both girls.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been in the cage with both of them. I know that I belong in the top of the division, and I would absolutely love to rematch Carla, especially coming off the performance I did against her. A lot of people ask me that because I fought both girls, but the truth is, like, I understand Rose's frustration in fighting Carla. It's because it is kind of, she doesn't give you much to work with, and that is a great strategy on her end. But on my end, there are definitely some things that I would have done differently if I got to fight her again. And, you know, I walked away from that fight feeling like I had won, but understanding that the judges obviously saw something that, that she did that, they gave that two of the judges gave it to her. And so, you know, I went back to drawing boards and I said, why, you know, it's just, sometimes you overstudy your opponent. And I feel like I downplayed my wrestling to the point where I took those tools away from myself. So if I were to fight her again, I would just allow myself to utilize all those tools.
It's because it seems like I'm looking at a record now, and of her last five wins, four of them were by decisions, three split and one majority. So they're not overwhelming wins at all, meaning that they're not, she's not decimating opponents. They're all extremely close. I mean, I can't imagine the stress of having that many of those type of wins. So it just seems like maybe making one or two adjustments would be enough to get somebody past her.
Well, I mean, that's what everybody says until they're in the cage with her.
I guess so, right? Easy for me to say sitting here.
Right. No, I'm just saying, everybody says that. That's why it's just like really funny to me, like how many girls were calling her out after she won the belt. And I'm like, you guys, she's champ for a reason. You know, she knows how to win. So you're like, all these girls are like downplaying what she just did to Rose. But what she did to Rose was like very strategically won that fight, even though it wasn't the most entertaining fight. She still won. And you can't hate her for that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to say be entertaining when you're fighting, but it's hard if I'm sure if you're fighting and there's a championship on the line and you're thinking about getting the win and taking the belt.
I also think that Rose, you know, when she gets in her mode and like if she wants to, I feel like sometimes Rose decides whether or not she wants to do it, like commit fully or not, you know, and in that moment when, you know, when the cage closed behind her, she decided that she was going to play this game all throughout and she stuck to that. And I think that's why she was really proud of her, because she stuck to her guns in that sense, you know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you had her hubby. I mean, I love Pat Barry, but you know, something was going south when he's like, "Hey, you hear the boos? Fuck yeah." It's like, wait, what the fuck? I don't know. I don't think he was on point with the I think they had a game plan that they were going to stick to it no matter what. But sometimes I think you got to improvise, because holy shit.
You absolutely do. And that's what makes a champ, is the ability to adapt. Right. But I honestly think that there is probably something, you know, that they have been working out. That because, you know, Matt, you know how it is. Fighting isn't just physical. It's like, you know, it's 80% mental. And sometimes you got to get your head wrapped around even stepping inside the octagon. And so, you know, who knows what battles, you know, both of those fighters were fighting, before they even stepped inside the octagon.
Have you had that when you walked into to the cage? Like, have you had anything where mentally you've checked out or something happened where you're like, shit, I can't focus? Like, I'm always interested when fighters have said like, yeah, I totally checked out, or I just lost where I was.
Yeah, absolutely. You do, you know, and that's why fighting is so addicting, because you get these amazing highs where you're in the zone and everything falls into place, and then you're constantly chasing that. And so there have been fights where I'm just cruising and I'm in the zone and I'm fighting somebody that's supposed to be better than me. And as soon as that thought entered my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, this isn't supposed to be happening. And then you start having those conversations with yourself. And then all of a sudden you get out of the zone and then you're pulled out, and then you're looking at yourself pinned up against the cage and you're like, move. And then your body won't move.
Yeah. Hey, not to throw this back at you, back to the acting. Do you see yourself possibly in the future doing more than just action, like being like a reboot of fucking Harry Met Sally or something? Could you see yourself really taking your acting to like different levels? Like, you know how Arnold did Kindergarten Cop and all that kind of, could you see yourself going that kind of route? Cause you're funny. You're not just, you know, you're silly. I like it. So, I mean, some girls, some people aren't, they can't stretch. Do you ever think about doing stuff like that with the acting, like branching out with it, or?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm pretty good at stretching. What I love about acting is you get to tell stories, and, you know, you put yourself in uncomfortable positions, just like in fighting. And you stretch and you see how far you can go as far as becoming somebody different, telling a story. Before I started fighting, when I was in college, before I dropped out of school to become a professional fighter, I was double majoring in sports medicine and theater. So I was going to school for theater. And I've been a member of SAG since 2009. So it's definitely a passion of mine.
What plays did you do?
I did also, I was the Elven Queen in The Hobbit. I did Grease. I did West Side Story.
Who'd you play in Grease?
I think I was the annoying cheerleader that tried to get everybody to go to the dance. I don't remember.
Okay, I don't remember.
I was Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah, so I did quite a bit of theater.
See, Cowboy got into the acting now. Mm-hmm. And he's starting like doing polar opposite of who he is. He's playing a cowboy. So I can't really say that. He's literally playing a cowboy. I don't even know if he has to, I don't know. But yeah, with Gina Carano, Terror on the Prairie.
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy for him. I think it's great, you know, and it is really cool to see that you're able to utilize your platform to branch out and do other things when we're done fighting, you know?
Yeah, theater acting seems really scary. Because on film, you can do it again if you have to. But theater acting, just being kind of, you're on a stage and if you forget, there's just no recovery.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like improv, like when you're standing up there, when you're a comedian, you know, it's kind of like you have to shoot from the hip. If something's not funny, you have to learn how to pivot, which is like fighting, you know? So yeah, theater is a lot different from film because you have to really embrace the audience and feel, you know, the energy and just be in the zone and not break. And if something happens, you have to be able to improvise. And
right. But as a stand up, that's the thing that makes stand up less scary to me is if I'm bombing, which happens, I can address it or I can change direction or I can just go, that sucked. But when you're in a play, you can't do that. Like that to me is much more scary.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah. Because there's no way to pivot. If it's going south, you just have to figure out a way to plow through right. as you were intended to plow through. That terrifies me.
I can see you in The Hobbit, Jimmy.
That's not very nice, Matt.
No, she's in The Hobbit. No, you know, both of you. It'd be nice. She could be the Elven Queen, and I could be a little Hobbit, and you could be Gollum. You got Gollum.
I had a feeling that was the one you were going to give me. I've never seen it, but I know who he is.
Why would you think? All right. Anyway, listen, I'm just happy Michelle's back.
Yeah.
And Long Island, is Long Island treating you okay?
Oh, it's great. We're actually going to go to, my daughter is huge and she's kind of gotten the acting bug too. She got cast for Dorothy in her school play as the Wizard of Oz and she freaking killed it. I'm so proud of her, man.
So cute.
But now she's like on this musical, like, she's obsessed with musicals. So we're going to take her to Aladdin tonight.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's nice. Have fun.
Yeah. Have you, you've been to Broadway before? No.
What was that?
Have you been to Broadway before or no?
I've never.
Oh, it's fun. I'm not a big fan of going to plays and I went to one. And I was like, yeah, I want to do a few more of these. Like it was fun.
Yeah. I would absolutely love it. So we're going to take them to, a musical tonight. And then, I've just been obsessing over different, foods. Because out here is I'm sure it's like food mecca. So if you got any suggestions, Sarah?
Well, not before the fight, though. I would say Joe's Pizza on 6th Avenue in the Village is great pizza. But again, you can't do that before you're cutting weight. You don't want to do that before the fight.
Exactly.
That's what I would suggest.
Joe's Pizza. What about after weigh-ins?
After weigh-ins, Jimmy?
Yeah, I guess so.
You can't go wrong with Umberto's. There's a lot of Umberto's in Long Island. They have and they're really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's pizza.
But. Yeah, what kind of food do you like?
Right. I love all kinds of food. I'm a foodie. That's probably like the hardest part about camp is like having to cook out all the food, you know?
Yeah. I would say Porterhouse is a great steakhouse in Columbus Circle. But you don't want to leave where you're going to be at the night of the weigh-ins, right? Like the night before the fight, you probably want to stay very local to where you are.
You know, I think like by that time, kind of all the hard work is done and you're really just really unwinding, you know, and spending time with the family and stuff like that. So we're kind of just, taking advantage and being in the moment and just want to see what's out here.
Will you stay in town for a few days when you're done?
No. And you know, what's funny is because like, I never really, when I fight, I never think about what's going to happen after the fight. I come out here for business, you know?
Right.
And I don't plan after parties. I don't do any of that stuff. I come out here because my focus is the fight.
So you go home the next morning.
That's the best way, though. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, depending on how shit goes, you might not want to be with anybody. You might want to, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, look, it's good talking to you. We're glad you're back. And, you know, again, glad you're healthy and that everything worked itself out. And co-main event against Amanda on Saturday night. It's going to be a great fight. And again, we're just happy you're back.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be back. It's so good to talk to you guys. You guys always put a smile on my face. And it's just, man, super blessed. I'm really blessed to be able to do what I love, to grow as a person and to get paid to do that.
Yes. And one more question. Who do you play in Havoc?
You're going to have to tune in to find out.
Oh, nice. That's what I wanted. See, right. I was going to ask the same thing. When does that come out? When does it come out?
It should come out at the end of this year, the beginning of next.
Okay. Well, it's a great cast. Forrest Whitaker, Tom Hardy, Timothy Oliphant, yourself. I mean, you're with some great actors,
absolutely,
too.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you before that, I'm sure.
All right, Michelle.
Have a great fight.
All our best this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, UFC fans, are you looking for an edge to your workouts? I know I certainly am. Something that could help with warm-up and recovery times. Sweet Sweat is the official marketing partner of UFC and of UFC Performance Institute. Their topical gel got its start in boxing and UFC, as a lot of fighters used it to help them cut weight prior to fights. Here's all the things Sweet Sweat can do. Targets slow to respond areas of the body, accelerates warm-up and recovery times, slows down lactic acid buildup, assists in creating a longer and more rewarding workout. I'm not even a fighter and all these things sound great. We get it. You're probably skeptical, but just think about it. Sweet Sweat only works with an elevated heart rate, meaning you have to put in the work for the product to work. You can't just sit there and have it work. It's not a miracle product. They have a long list of professional athletes that use their product on a daily basis, and they're partnering with UFC Performance Institute to show you the science behind Sweet Sweat.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
I saw Brian Ortega's name today at Sirius. I don't know if Brian was at Sirius today or yesterday. I didn't see him.
Were we on air when I told you I seen him last night? Or was I off air?
Were we
on air when I just
I don't myself? Remember. I think we were.
Well, I was at my school. I think I said this already, though. I don't want to repeat myself.
That's okay. Well, if you're hearing it twice, Matt and I talked early.
Yeah. Well, I did my PT yesterday.
Yes.
I told you that already.
Yes, you did.
And then I was bored, man. I went to my school. I told you that.
Yes, you did.
All right. And then I did tell you that Brian needed a place to train and he stopped by. I think we went over.
He wants to get a sweat in or something. Said he had just arrived. So I was wondering if he just got to town.
Yeah, we talked about that. So yeah, so I let them in. I let them there. I said, listen, just when you leave, go out the side door, make sure it's shut type of thing. I locked them in. Let them go have a workout. He was there with his girlfriend, Tracy Cortez. They're not engaged, are they?
She says they are. Oh, not that he's denied it, but I believe she posted something and said, I said yes.
Oh, shit.
Which would indicate when it looks like there's a ring on her hand.
Yeah, man. Shit. Well, listen, nice couple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, and very nice couple.
I was thinking about getting a knee replacement like I did. So I was talking to him, one of their coaches, Herrera. one of the
coaches. Are his knees as bad as yours?
Nah, he was telling me he should get it done. Jimmy, I'll tell you though, this is what I will tell you. They told me this. I've been sleeping awful, man. Like they say the nights, they go, it's gonna take you a couple months before you get like I don't know, it's just because he was stimulating my quads and shit, that type of thing. But my fucking I'm not sleeping well.
Are you in pain or are you just uncomfortable?
Oh shit, yeah. The leg is just feeling like, it feels like when I lay down and I'm going to sleep at like somebody just gave me a dead leg. Like they just, you know, somebody brings their knee into your thigh. Like, I'm like, yo, that's what, like, so I'm sitting there like, I feel bad, man. I'm keeping my wife awake.
That's how I sleep all the time though. Not without my leg is not dead.
No.
Typically my dick is. But I'm a terrible sleeper.
Hey, let's talk about the fights.
Yes. Yes, we could start. You know, it's funny, Matt, as we were talking, I was just looking at Lauren Murphy, Misha Tate. I believe that's a rescheduled fight. I'm happy Misha's fighting again. Her loss to Ketlin was decision. You know, she looked good. She certainly does not look like she's been away for 5 years. And Valentina beat Lauren. It was a fourth round TKO.
Oh, wow. I'm talking about the fight that you're looking at now.
Yeah. I'm going to take, I think that Misha subs her. No, third round fight.
Wait,
it's a three round fight. Misha decision. It's a three round fight.
Wait a second. Wait.
Yes.
Lauren Murphy's no lemon.
Of course she's not.
You know, that's all I wanted to say.
I don't think she's a lemon. I just think Misha's very good and she's looked good in her fights. I am going to take Misha by decision. Three round fight decision.
I'll take. You're right. I think I'm going to take Misha by decision also.
Yeah.
You know, Shane Burgos. Hey, Shane Burgos versus Charles Jourdain. That's a tough fight. That's a tough fight.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's go, Burgos. Mac. Let's go, Burgos. That's not fun for anybody.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry, Jim.
No, you're right.
I'm going to go with Shane Burgos. Shane Burgos by, I don't want to keep saying decision because that's not cool. But I think it's going to be Shane Burgos, second round knockout.
Okay. Now, Shane is a Boston guy. Am I correct?
You're not correct. He's a New York guy.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a Boston guy.
Pretty sure Queens.
I'm sure you're right, but I'm going to take Shane. I wanted to take him in the second round, but now I can't. So 14-3, I think I'll take the decision. I think he wins by decision.
And the next fight, go ahead.
Machinel against Sumardarji. 16-4, Sumardarji. And Matt is 15-6. Coming off a loss to Brendan Royval. He was subbed in the first. And
Brendan Royval is very, very
Crafty, of course, he's tremendous. I mean?
And they said since then, Matt's been coming out of his schnell.
I don't even have the... That drained me. I don't even have the energy to turn off the video.
He's coming out of his schnell. Anyway, listen, I think that match, Jimmy.
Yes.
Maybe Tony Hinkliffe is wrong. I'm not a natural comic. You don't have any words. It's worse when you don't say anything.
I don't know what to say.
No. It's worse. I like it better when you goof on me. It's almost sad when you don't say anything.
Sumardarji, I will take
a
second round stoppage.
All right, listen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that Matt doesn't go into a defensive schnell.
It's fun, isn't it?
Sumardarji's second round stoppage.
Oh, shit. okay, I'm back. I feel a decision by Sumardarji.
Sumardarji decision? Okay. Yeah. I'll take him in the second round. Li Jingliang against Muslim Salikov. Good fight. Shamayev, that was a first round sub over Jingliang.
I'm taking.
And I took Lee in that fight too.
Right, well, he's dangerous.
I got to go with Salikov.
Yeah.
Yep. Second round stoppage.
What? So,
yeah. Yeah. Second round stoppage.
I'm going to say Sakata by decision.
All right. Salikov, I say second round stoppage. And again, I like Jing Liang very much. But
okay.
All right. Co-main, Amanda Lemos, Michelle Waterson.
Well, listen, I'm going with the karate hottie. I'm going with Michelle Waterson. I think it's going to be by, let me see. I'll say by decision. I don't want to keep saying decision.
I'm going to say Lemos. I'll go the opposite. Amanda Lemos. I keep saying second round stoppage. Third round stoppage.
Let's wait now
for Brian and Yair.
We'll wait.
But then again, what are we going to see? What kind of mood he's in? Like, he's not going to sound like he's going to lose. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to probably take Ortega anyway. And I love Yair. But Ortega, even the two fights he has lost, you know, one was that stoppage, that fight of the decade against Holloway. And
Ortega's
the Volkanovski
submission, second round. Sorry.
What's that, buddy?
Ortega's submission, second round. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut you off. You were saying about that fight with Max Holloway.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I cut you off.
No. I don't remember what I was saying. It's okay, buddy.
Oh, I ruined you.
No, I'm going to take Ortega. I don't know if it's a sub, though. I'm looking at what Yair's last... there's the Jeremy Stevens, of course, the eye poke. And then he finally got a decision over him. And he obviously the Korean Zombie at the very, very end of the fight lost to Edgar. Yeah, I'm also taking Ortega. I'll say a third round stoppage. Because Yair, he lost to Max. He did get that win over Jeremy. And again, the eye poke, you can't count. But I believe Chan Sung-jung was winning the fight against Yair. And he certainly wasn't a lucky shot. It was a great shot that stopped him. But before that was a loss to Frankie, a TKO loss to Frankie. So he had a huge win streak, which ended with him beating BJ. But that was 5 years ago. So again, Yair is still a very dangerous fighter, but I think Ortega beats him.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. When you look at the last five fights, and again, you can't take anything away. The Chan Sung-jung fight was a tremendous win at the very end. But if I remember correctly, he was losing that fight. Or I thought he was. I'm fucking wrong all the time anyway. I never know who's winning or who's losing. I always think I have it picked.
Jimmy.
But Ortega's last fight was that Volkanovski loss, which was such a close fight. And he definitely put Volkanovski in more danger than he's been in his entire career. Brian said that, and he's right.
Volkanovski's looking just amazing, man.
I was so impressed. Better and better.
I was so impressed with his confidence, with him talking shit in the middle of the cage, like, come on! I don't know what he was saying. He didn't say that, but he was saying some stuff. And I'll tell you right now, I'm just impressed with that guy. Hey, listen, should I go to my 30-year high school reunion this weekend or no?
You know, I just got invited to one too. I never go to them.
Well, you must be your 40 year.
It's 86.
Yeah, man. Shit.
No, it's like 35.
I didn't know they have those. But yeah, how many people are dead from then, Jimmy? A lot, right?
A few, yeah.
Yeah, man. So
a couple died right after school, overdoses, things like that. But yeah, there's a decent amount dead.
Shit. I mean, the circle of life, bro.
Yeah.
It's fucking, sometimes they go too early.
Where is your 30th anniversary? Is it a place you want to go to?
It's a place in Long Island. One of my buddies it's a guy who actually went to high school with us. That was like a bar place, like a nice little social club. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, you know, it's going to be one of those. So it won't be like a stuffy thing. Let's get Brian in here. Brian, I'll tell you, we'll concentrate on my 30-year reunion afterwards. Let's get Brian in here. Let's talk to Brian.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey, Brian.
What's going on?
Hey, were you at SiriusXM today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw your name on the board this morning when I came in, and I was like, I didn't even know you were in the building. When did you get to town?
I got here Sunday.
Oh, all right. You've been here for a couple of days. Now, we've been trying to figure it out. Maybe it's common knowledge already. Are you engaged?
No comment.
Okay. Ah! No,
you motherfucker, Jimmy, trying to get the breaking news.
Well, no, it's already out there, so I just wanted to make sure because Matt asked me, and I'm like, well, I'm not an authority. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not trying to.
If you are, congratulations.
Well,
if you're
first
not,
of all,
you
know, let's just be serious here.
What if I was already married?
Then being engaged would probably be hard. Well, look, talk to your wife.
I'm not trying to be TMZ. All I know is I said, I saw Brian and I saw Tracy, his girlfriend. And I go, Jimmy, I go, his girlfriend or fiance? And then Jimmy goes, I'll get to the bottom of this.
I thought I had just read something before. By the way, and she's obviously a fighter. Are you more nervous during one of your own fights or one of her fights? Is it harder to watch her or do you think more of your own, fight when you're walking in? What makes you more frightened?
I would say mine.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm more in my head. You know what I'm saying? It's more of my fights. It's more of this. It's more of that. My weight cut. All the shit that you're going through. And when it comes to her, at least the last fight she had, I was in her corner. And I think it's easier to be a coach. To be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? It's easier. I can see things better from the outside. I just got to make sure I do my homework right on who her opponent is, on what she does, what they do, and properly maneuver that joystick, right? They call it. And just kind of play like a video game. So to me, it was better. Honestly, I was thriving in that fucking environment. I loved being a coach.
Yeah.
You know what's funny though? It did go well for her though. I think most people say it's funny you said that, Brian, because I think most people say, I'm more nervous for my fighter because it's their safety at risk. But Brian's like, nah. If she goes south, I'll put a stake on her eye. No, I'm only kidding. No.
But for real, though. It's not for real, though. Like that's what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? We're in the sport. You're not going to win or you're going to lose. You know what I'm saying?
And I was telling Tracy last night, I was complimenting her on our last fight. And I go, and I was getting nervous when you were ground and pounding from guard. And then anytime they try to throw up a submission, you'd posture up and then just come down and smash. She's like, that's all Brian. I'm like, that's true. Your boyfriend's got the nickname T-City. I'm not going to be thinking you're getting caught in a triangle anytime soon. But that is cool, though.
Yeah, the main thing for her was she was just like, fuck, dude, I don't want to get submitted. You know what I'm saying? It was like, this girl's a black belt. She's top notch. And this and that. And I was like, well, fuck. Like, look at your partner. Like, if you're willing. Because, you know, like, women, they're tricky, bro. I don't give a fighter or not. Like, women, they're fucking tricky. And they fucking bust your balls, you know? So. To me, I'm like, hey, man, if you're willing to listen, I'm willing to teach, you know? And sure enough, I kind of just maneuver my way in there. I say, you know, what do you think about this versus this? And what do you think about this? And then finally, she was like, damn, like, I don't think she even acknowledged it. She was like, you're good at what you do. And I was like,
you see my fights, lady?
Thank you. Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. And sure enough, man, I took her under the wing and showed her everything, like, where to be, where not to be, if you're going to be here. To the point where she was fighting and the girl took her back. She just looked at me. She's like, what's up? Like, I got this. Like,
yeah.
I go left or right? She literally, like, she paused. She's like, do I go left or right? I go, no, go left. She was like, okay. And I like, literally, and I swear to God, it was that calm. She's like, all right. And she made left and she escaped the back and she ended up in her guard and beat it up again. And she did great, man. You know? So I'm less nervous for her.
In the Holloway fight, I'm sorry, the Volkanovski fight, I think it was the third round that you had him almost subbed. I think that made everybody really look at him differently when he did survive that, because you looked like you had him in very, very tight. Could you feel that it wasn't 100% perfect, or were you surprised that he pulled out?
It it was 100% perfect, that choke. And only problem was there's the escape.
He has no neck. He has no neck. That's the problem.
No, no, it's not even that. When you have the head and arm guillotine, there's the elbow that stays inside the loop, right? Inside the actual guillotine. And when the elbow cleared, it allowed both hands to be placed on my hips. And that's where I fucked up, you know? I thought the whole time he was just bumping. And because he was bumping so crazy, I didn't feel the second hand on my hip. And then, you know, like anyone could guillotine you and then they mount you. And as long as you get both hands on the hips, you'll be out.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what happened, man. And by the time he got out, I realized that there was no arm in, so I couldn't continue the sequence of chokes. And hey, it's fucking game of inches, man. You fucking miss one and you pay a heavy price.
Man, it got everybody on their feet, just like the triangle did, dude. That was like an up and down, like, it was fucking, that's great, though. That's why you want to, that's the kind of shit you want to see in a main event.
Yeah, I mean, I gave you guys a show. That's
fuck sure. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, all the fights are great fights. I mean, just as a fan watching, even the losses are incredibly exciting fights. I mean, none of them are fights that you don't want to watch. What are you expecting out of Yair and him saying that he thinks he's going to get the next shot if he wins, or he's been told that he's going to get the next shot if he wins?
Good for him.
Do you think that that's true, or is he just saying that to try to put that idea in other people's heads?
I don't know. I don't know who came up to him and told him that. I mean, yeah, I don't know. So I don't assume. If I don't know, I don't know.
Man, all I do know is that I'm reading here that you got an inner lip tattoo of Tracy's name for Valentine's Day. Do you ever get into an argument with her and start being like, start biting your fucking lip? Be like, oh, really? Put out the garbage? Wow. I don't know. But go ahead. Oh, there it is. Good.
Yeah.
I'm just immature.
The best thing about her being a fighter is when she does piss me off, I give it like 72 hours and I chill the fuck out, right? I just like, yeah, you know what? Go ahead, girl. Like, you know. And then later I'm like, hey, you want to go train? I'm going to fuck you up.
That's great.
I get to suck in your face and be like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, I guess if you're training together, it's excusable, right?
Dude, the other day we did a tortilla challenge on my Instagram. I slapped the shit out of her with that tortilla.
What's a tortilla challenge?
Go look at my Instagram. You'll see it, man.
I think you got like water in your mouth and you got to make, what is the goal? You got to make something.
You put water in your mouth and you put a tortilla in each other's hand and you play rock, paper, scissors, right? And whoever wins gets to slap the other person with the tortilla. And the main thing is that it gets so funny. Loser loses when you spit the water out.
I'm going to do that with a slice of pizza. It's going to be messy as fuck.
Whatever. So you just tortilla challenge. You put water in your mouth and then you play rock, paper, scissors with everyone and you slap each other. And it's funny, man.
Instead of a tortilla, Jimmy wants to use a penis.
That's not true.
I get the mouth open and lose on purpose. No.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
No, I don't know why I said that's not true. I was just trying to think of a joke and I couldn't, so I was stalling. So I had nothing.
All right. Well, listen, man. All right. Oh, by the way, I hope you got the directions. I feel bad, Jimmy. They're staying kind of close to Ray Longo's gym, literally 5 minutes away. So they had to go on like a 45-minute fucking trip to my school. It's not that long, but like it probably took close to 30 minutes to get there. So I felt bad. Well, I mean, I don't feel that bad. I left them in and shit. But I mean, they could have went 5 minutes to Longo's. I mean, of course, they might catch fucking staph and fucking herpes, whatever's on those mats. But, you know, I'm only kidding. Longo doesn't really believe you're going to – Brian, being a jiu-jitsu man, what do you think when somebody walks with their outside shoes on the mats? Isn't that a kind of a no-no? Don't you get kind of skeeved out by that?
Let's say, number one, you don't do that.
Yeah, bro. Jimmy. Brian.
Yeah. Who did it?
Ray Longo goes,
I'm not trying to put my face where the fuck you stepped all day in.
See that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a clip of that and send it to Ray.
You probably
Longo.
Stepped on dog shit. You probably stepped on gum, on some nasty shit. These streets don't get clean.
That's right.
I step on the mat, and then I got to pore open or something, and my mat's in my face is in there. I'm trying to escape, and next thing I wake up, and I got some big ass shit on my face.
This is important because sometimes, like when you try to tell a friend, and they're like, ah, you know, this is important for Ray Longo to know.
Yeah. I just watched the tortilla challenge.
Oh,
so I understand. Yeah, it's on Brian's Instagram. It's a funny clip of I can see her with the water in her mouth. And it seems like something fun to do. And if you're annoyed at each other, it's probably even better. No, you're gonna get to slap somebody with a tortilla.
Yeah, I told you, man. I slapped the shit out of her with that one. I broke that thing.
And you even fake it both ways, so she doesn't know which way the tortilla.
No, you don't know where it's coming.
We were talking to Michelle Waterson before, just about things you do when you're traveling. Do you stay in town at all after? Like, will you go home Sunday morning, or will you stay in New York for an extra few days and do shit?
I'll stay in New York for a few days. Yeah, I got my kids here. I got my family here, so I want to show them New York. They have never been here in their entire life, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, so you want to go out and do stuff, but after the pressure of the fight, nothing before the fight.
I mean, before the fight, we went out with Tiki, and we kind of just hung out. We just kind of we hung out, and you know, we walked the city, me and my dad as well, and went to some stores and got a little good taste of Manhattan. Went to Central Park. The guys over there, big fans. The people who were riding you in the bikes, and they gave us a free tour on the bikes. Me, Juan, and my dad, we're just cruising through Central Park. Might be a little weird, three guys in one fucking little bicycle. But fucking, you know?
Nothing's weird in Manhattan, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy's stomping grounds.
Three guys on carriage.
Yeah, I guess that's anywhere else that might be strange, but in Manhattan, it's probably like, yeah, all right. It works. And again, Yair has looked... really, really, he's looked good, but there's definitely some vulnerability in the last few fights you can see. When you're watching tape, you said when you're watching, your idea is to like move the joystick when you're watching tape. Do you get excited when you see something that you say, like, I can definitely capitalize on that? That's something that guy does that I know I can use.
No, for sure. Yeah. There's things that he does that you, one, you're like, I better look out for this. And then there's things that he does as well with his recklessness that you're like, oh, I can take advantage of all these situations.
And I know you're not looking past him, but if you win this fight again, he's already said he thinks he has a claim, I guess, to the next shot at Volkanovski. But I think a rematch between you and Volkanovski would be really entertaining. And I think people would like that. So do you think this is what you would need? Would be one more pretty good win to get back to that?
Yeah, but if I make a great statement, I don't think that there's not too many people that will disagree with me when they say, you guys are top of the food chain right now. He already fought Max 3 times, so.
Yeah. Shit, yeah, time to make a statement. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
He's making me fucking excited.
I get nuts, man. Tiki knows. Let's go, Tiki. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, Matt's on another fucking level.
Come on, man. I'm walking around, Tiki.
You talk to Matt for 5 minutes and you're fucking pumped. You're ready to go fucking take on the world.
Tiki knows. Tiki often talks to me when I have a shot of espresso in me or two. But I was so happy to see you guys last night, man.
Thank you again.
Thank you again.
No problem, man. If you need anything, I'm sure you got in touch with Longo if you guys need something closer, Tiki.
Yeah, good.
All right, Brian. Well, good luck on Saturday, man. This is a great fight, and I hope you get what you want, and I'd love to see you in Holloway again. I mean, you and Volkanovski again.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care, man.
Good talking to you.
Later, Tiki. Later, Brian. Hey, I'm excited, man. Listen.
I would see him in Holloway again, too, but I mean, I want to see him in Volkanovski.
I'm going to say Brian Ortega, second round submission. He's going to get a hold of
him. I took him in the third.
Okay.
I took him in the third, yeah.
All right, Jimmy. What else, buddy? When I do that, it's at a weird time. Do you want to give the time for that thing, please? For the fights this weekend?
Sure, buddy. Let me scroll down to that.
Fights.
Saturday, it's UBS Arena in Elmont. Prelims are 11 a.m. and the main is 2 p.m.
Ooh.
You're right, Matt. That's a really odd time. It's on ESPN Plus and ABC ESPN Plus for the main card. So I'm wondering if the 2 o'clock is just for ABC because we're here on the East Coast. So that's 8 a.m. And 11 a.m. if you're on the West Coast.
Well, listen, man, we like to have a good time. Jimmy, yeah. What do you want to plug, buddy?
Tonight, I'm going to be Fat Black Pussycat here in New York, and I got Denver coming up. I have Rhode Island coming up. I have Minneapolis coming up, and I also have Rochester coming up all in the next couple of months. Go to jimnorton.com if you want.
You're such a busy little bird. All right, I'm on Cameo. Even though I'm hobbling around, I'll still be at sarahbjj.com over in Huntington. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I yell shit. I like to have a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, Pastor God. Anyway, so Jimmy, love you. And I will talk to you this weekend too.
All right, buddy. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Goodbye. Bye, everybody.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.